This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us right here if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian and Daryl as normal, but our other Friday night co-host, who's normally with us, is out at a convention this weekend. Chris from thinkpenguin.com.
Yeah, where is he? Colorado or Washington?
I don't know. He's all over the place. He's got a lot of stuff that he does for Think Penguin. Goes to all those Linux conventions here, hither and thither.
Bellevue, Washington.
Okay.
I remember because he was saying, you know, it's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's very difficult to get to.
And so joining us tonight, Callan Diggs is here. Hey, Callan.
Hey, Ian.
Finally, we get you on the show. You moved up to New Hampshire a few years ago. What year was it that you moved up here?
That was the summer of 2011.
Wow, was that long?
Yeah, actually, initially, I started off in Wharfboro, New Hampshire, in the Lakes region.
Okay.
And then afterwards, in August, I started living in Nashua.
And you got in touch with me, and, you know, you'd been interested in doing radio, and you've got your own podcast called Reaching the Finish Line, and you can go to reachingthefinishline.com to get that. And there's a book as well.
Indeed.
And
same title.
Listeners of LRN.fm probably recognize your voice because your show is one of the great liberty-oriented podcast that we air over on LRN.fm. But now you weren't mobile when you were in Nashua. You didn't have a car, so you weren't able to easily come out this way. So we never actually got to meet just because it just never worked out that way. There are that many people in New Hampshire who care about liberty, and, you know, it's easy to just get involved in stuff in one area. Then you ended up moving down to Texas and then Mexico.
Yeah, I was in Austin for about a little over 2 years. And, I kind of went down at the wrong time because that was the real estate boom. I guess I was part of it because it was like 1,500 people moving there every week.
Wow.
And because at that point, when I first moved down there, it was like two jobs for every one person because a lot of like Apple was moving there.
Uh-huh. Like lots of hiring.
Yeah, indeed. So, but I got tired from that and I moved to Mexico.
And you were how long in Mexico?
More or less a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Altogether. Yeah.
How much Spanish did you know when you went down there?
Basic at best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very elementary. But Duolingo was very helpful. People who don't know it is
Duolingo.
Open. Yes.
That's an app?
Yes. There's an app. It's free.
Really?
Web app, mobile app. And you can pretty much learn any language on there. And besides the high school and university classes I had, I also, you know, subscribe to Duolingo, and that was very helpful. And everything else in Spanish I kind of picked up when I was there.
That's awesome. I love the idea of the, you know, kind of immersion learning. I wish I had paid more attention in Spanish class, but I cheated in Spanish too. So I was pretty crippled when I went down to Mexico to visit.
But you were also in a tourist area where,
I was.
You know, my limited experience with Mexico is in the tourist areas. Pretty much everybody speaks English.
That wasn't my experience. Not at, like, you know, your typical cheap restaurant or whatever. If you go to the expensive restaurant, then yes, their waiters are likely to speak English. But if you're just at a taqueria, then no English.
And again, my limited experience with Mexico was about 5 hours in Tijuana.
Okay.
And all of the street vendors.
That's right across the border.
It is right across the border, but it's also a tourist area. And, you know, the street vendors were all pitching their wares
in English.
In English.
That makes sense. That makes total sense. In Acapulco, definitely still a tourist area, no doubt about it, where we were, but not as consistent, I don't think, as Tijuana.
It's more like a Miami-style city.
What, Acapulco? Did you spend some time down there?
Yeah, I was there for the conference, not the previous one, but the one before that.
Okay.
And then afterwards, I stayed a week down there.
Yes, because we didn't meet at this year's in Acapulco.
No.
You weren't able to be there for us.
Right.
But here you are now. You've come back to New Hampshire, which is wonderful, and it's your first time in Keene.
You've been back home
for the last couple of days, and it's great to finally have you here on Free Talk Live. So we've got stuff to talk about here tonight, and we're going to get into that. Mm-hmm. So let's start with Barrett Brown, because I think it's important to do this update. And then coming up,
right,
Darryl,
because what was it? Last Friday we talked about Barrett Brown getting arrested.
That's right. Now, can you recap briefly who Barrett Brown is for listeners who don't know?
Yeah. Barrett Brown is a journalist, and he was originally facing 100 years in prison for posting a link from one chat room on the internet into another chat room on the internet. And because that link was a link over to some hacked documents, then for some reason, even though he did not do the hacking and he was not publishing the material, he was facing basically hacking charges.
Right.
Again, facing 100 years. He wound up taking a plea. They dropped the major charges against him, and he wound up being sentenced to, I believe, 5 years.
I don't recall, but he spent a few years in federal prison.
Okay? Yes.
And then he got out, and the most recent update on Barrett Brown was, what, about a week ago, maybe?
About a week ago, where
he got snatched up.
He was checking in with his probation officer. He was scheduled to record an interview with, I believe, PBS the following day.
Yep.
And
they disappeared him.
He did not fill out the proper forms to get permission to do interviews with the media. He wound up being picked up and taken somewhere.
Right.
When he called his mother, he apparently did not know exactly where he was.
Because apparently when you're on federal probation, and I don't know if this is standard federal probation, because, you know, different probations can have different parameters around it. So I don't know how standard this is, but they basically had him on the equivalent of the communications management unit outside. So when you're in federal prison, there is what they call the CMU, and that's where they put Ross Ulbricht from the Silk Road, for instance, as I understand it. In fact, we're actually going to have, just as an aside, Lynn Ulbricht is coming on the show tomorrow night.
Yay!
So we're going to get an update from her, and apparently there's some terrible book out that's bad-mouthing her son.
Yes.
And she wants to talk about that. But anyway, they put...
And just based on the title, you can decrypt several lies.
Like
just
American,
based on the...
Was it like American Drug Lord or something
American
like that?
American Kingpin.
Okay.
And then, you know, like on the cover, it said, you know, dangerous something, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, none of the things that Ross was convicted of had any victims.
Right. Yeah. So we're going to talk to her about that tomorrow. But I bring up Ross because he, as I understand it, was or is in the communications management unit. And that's where every piece of mail that comes into or out of the unit is reviewed by mails or by the staff of the prison.
Yes.
They listen to every phone call, and there's restrictions on what you can and can't talk about. So it's not
who
your typical...
Who you're able to talk to.
Yeah. I mean, there's normally, those are some things that you'll find in prison. So like in prison in New Hampshire, you can only have certain people visit you or whatever. But communications management unit is like almost complete lockdown on your ability to communicate.
Right, but when I say who you're allowed to talk to, they'll restrict who you can call on the phone.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, some prisons, as long as the person accepts a collect call, but, you know, my understanding of the CMUs, they'll restrict who you can call. They'll also restrict who you can send mail to and who can send mail to you.
Exactly. So this is, it's sort of like what's happened to Barrett Brown is, oh, yeah, you're out of prison, but you're still on probation, and one of the terms of the probation is you can't do interviews unless you ask permission first. So this man does not have the freedom of speech,
correct,
even though he's no longer in, you know, behind bars. I mean, the bars are extending basically over his mouth.
Mm-hmm. Right, and, well, that's kind of what probation is.
I've never heard of that restriction, though.
Right. No, I'm not talking about that specific restriction, but probation is you're no longer locked up in this cage. You're just in
a bigger cage.
An open-air prison.
Right.
That's what probation is.
And I've heard some ridiculous and outrageous probation restrictions, like, you know, you can't even be in a house that has a beer in it, no alcohol whatsoever, even if it's, you know, if your parents' house and your dad's got a beer in the fridge, if the probation officer shows up and searches the house, then you get a violation of probation.
Yep.
Even if you didn't even know that. Barrett Brown, actually, he's out. So, like, what we reported on originally was that he just disappeared. Now he's out, and he's written about his experience over the last week. We'll share that with you coming up. 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can dial can bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, apparently Donald Trump signed some kind of religious freedom executive order, but the ACLU saying it was just a photo op. And, Daryl, you've got that story that's on the way here tonight. If we get the chance, Venezuela, which I've been teasing for a week at this point, so hopefully we can talk about that as well. But there's so many interesting stories in the news and so little time. And, of course, open phones every night here on Free Talk Live where you can get involved and you can bring up anything that you want. We've got Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Should you wish... Oh,
I was going to say, Ian, I like to call him Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
Yeah.
He is a quack.
That's an insult to Donald Duck and all of the other Looney Tunes.
That's true. You're right, Daryl. I'm sorry, Donald Duck.
The MyPillow, by the way, is an amazing product. I use it every night, and I have for approximately a year. Daryl, you also have the MyPillow. You can get yours at half off by going to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and that allows you to get MyPillow, and you can actually try it out for 60 days. If for some reason you don't agree, you don't think it's the best pillow you've ever used, you don't like it, for some reason you can send it back, and they'll give you your money back. Plus, if you keep it, then you can feel good because it's guaranteed to last for 10 years. It's a great pillow because it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position, and it's also washable. You can put it in your washer and the dryer. Just go to MyPillow.com, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL to get yours at 50% off or two for the price of one. Again, MyPillow.com, code FTL. So back to the story here, or we're going to get into it, about Barrett Brown, the reporter who went to federal prison for posting a link in a chat room.
Yes.
He did not create the link. He did not create the website that the link links to. He did not put the content up on the website that the link linked to.
He did not provide the content to the person that put it up.
He's just a reporter. And he was doing what he thought was his job and reporting on some interesting news about, I think it was it Stratfor Communications?
Stratfor, yes.
It was a contractor for the government or the military or something like
A lot of
hackers.
Big corporations, banks, things of that sort.
Yeah, and they were contracted to do like hacking operations or something like that. So anyway, they punished him for this, and now he's out on probation, went to his probation office, and let's give him have him the opportunity to tell the story. The story from dmagazine.com. He writes, "The lead-up to my recent re-arrest by the U.S. Marshals Service and subsequent illegal four-day detention, a detention that only ended after one of the nation's most prestigious law firms threatened to go to a judge, began a week prior. On Thursday, April 20th, I walked into the Volunteers of America halfway house in Hutchins, Texas, for my biweekly case manager meeting with Victoria Dean, a VOA staffer." That's Volunteers of America. "In the course of our conversation, I noted I was doing an interview with Vice the next day and that PBS would be coming a week later." Dean, remember, he has to tell the bureaucrats that he's doing interviews. Dean asked me if I had checked with the Bureau of Prisons about that. And I replied that I had not, as I was not required to do so. As I explained to her then, the Bureau of Prisons Program Statement on News Media Contacts is the relevant policy document. It does not give the BOP the right to interfere with an inmate's access to the press. Dean said, "The BOP requires halfway house staffers to notify them when a resident is about to speak to the press." I told her that was fine and left. Later that afternoon, Dean called me at home and said she'd spoken to BOP Representative Luz Lujan, who had said that I was required to fill out some forms before any interview, and that media representatives would have to do likewise. I told her that I would do so as soon as the program statement granting the BOP the right of prior review was provided to me. The next morning, the crew from Vice met me at D Magazine, and we began shooting for an episode of Cyber War.
So let me sort of break down one of those sentences a little easier. He basically said, "I'll fill out the form when you show me the policy saying that
I have to.
I'm required to do so."
Right. That's a reasonable request.
Yes.
Because a lot of times bureaucrats just make crap up.
Yes.
Callan, you just experienced this at the DMV where the bureaucrat there told you, "Oh, yeah, this document you have saying you're living at this place signed by the landlord, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You need to get a lease, and you need to go to Concord because you're in Keene and you have no car." So how you're supposed to get to Concord, I'm not real sure.
Or a valid driver's license.
Exactly. How can I get the car for... Yeah, exactly.
Right, you're trying to renew a driver's license that has expired from New Hampshire, because, again, you've been out of the country for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so the bureaucrat just lied to you, saying you had to go to Concord. You found this out because you called Concord today.
Mm-hmm. Thanks to you.
Well, I suggested that you do that.
Yeah.
But, and then you talked to a supervisor?
Yeah, I talked to Jeff of Burbank. I guess I'm making him famous now.
And he told you what?
And he told me that, he asked me, he said, you know, do I have my passport? Is it expired? I said, no. He said, do you have a birth certificate? And he said, make sure that it's either a copy, or either a certified copy or original, which I had. Yeah. And then he said, the notarized letter, which I turned on my head. And he said, yeah, I don't know why they would deny you. So he told me that he will talk to them, and that when I go on Monday, I guess they'll already get the memo.
Hopefully they will treat you the way they're supposed to treat you, instead of looking at your address, which is this studio that you're staying here, but, you know, looking at that and giving you a strange, you know, response.
Yeah.
So the suggestion is that maybe because you're associated with us, is that's why they're giving you a hard time.
Yeah.
So anyway, they lied to you.
They
just lied to you.
They did. And a lot of times, these government officials are held to almost no accountability.
Right.
And they could just exercise their power trips and just treat people like inferior citizens.
And you escalated it to a higher level, and luckily you found somebody who was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
That's not everyone's experience with bureaucracy, right? Like
going up
to a higher level isn't like, you know, being in a business where the management might care a little bit more. Or, in a lot of cases, the bureaucrats don't help at higher levels. But in this case, they did. So we'll see what happens Monday.
I think every now and then, you know, when you go up the food chain a little bit, especially if they get the same complaint over and over, then they'll be like, you know what? I'm tired of getting these complaints. Change it.
I've actually had the higher-ups in Concord, in New Hampshire, the bureaucrats there, be helpful on a couple of occasions where the lower-level people weren't. So I've had a similar experience. And, you know, maybe it's because New Hampshire's just a smaller place and people are a little bit friendlier as well. Like, you know, I've talked to bureaucrats out in Montana, and they tend to be pretty friendly there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when the bureaucrats are less anonymous and they're more likely to actually, you know, see you at the grocery store, that kind of thing, I think they don't have that kind of nasty edge as much as often.
Yeah, it's like almost like the invisible guilt. Like, I better treat him nice because I'm going to see him at Martin
Bassett's. He's my neighbor. Right. Whereas if you're in this big city where, you know, you never see these people in real life, they're just like, next, you know, they don't care.
Yeah.
They get you, give you an attitude, and they're just nasty. So anyway, that's sort of similar to what was happening with Barrett here, and we're going to continue.
And it's interesting because, you know, what the state is doing, I guess we'll talk about later, is they're ruining his career. He's a journalist. That's what he does for a living.
Right.
And if he has to be control of what interviews he does, that may hurt the rest of his career possibly.
Yeah, but then he's at their beck and call, whether or not he has the ability to even conduct an interview. And so, again, he's calling him out. He's saying, show me the law. Show me your policy. I want to see it before I start jumping through these hoops. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here. Bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. And you can bring up anything you want. We're going to talk more about Barrett Brown here in moments. The reporter who was recently rearrested for ostensibly not informing the Bureau of Prisons that he was going to be doing interviews.
Yes.
And we're going to tell you more about that coming up here.
And they also would not give him the documentation or the policy saying that he actually had to inform the prison that he was going to be doing interviews.
Right, and so we're going to continue that discussion. Also, want to let you know about HostGator, which is where you can go to get your web hosting taken care of. Maybe you already have a website, but you're tired of your current host. Maybe they're not treating you right. Maybe there's too much downtime. You want to move? Well, they're one of the top hosting companies over at HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you can save 50% off of their regular prices. That's HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. They've got 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support and a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands. Plus a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages. And HostGator, because you're a Free Talk Live listener, you save 50%. That's 5050. HostGator.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got Liberty Lover in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Liberty Lover. Oh, Liberty Lover, is he there? Going once.
Sorry about that.
There you are. All right.
All right. Have you seen the bill that's currently going through Congress for health care?
No, I have not. Daryl?
No.
Alan? No.
I'm aware that they're calling it the American Health Care Act.
Which is what, the same name.
That's all I'm aware of.
Isn't that the same name?
No.
Obamacare?
That was the Affordable Care Act.
Oh. Also ACA, though.
Or no, this one is ACH.
American Health Care Act. AHC. No, AHA. Gotcha.
AHCA.
Right.
It looks like the Republicans have always wanted to repeal Obamacare, but what they fail to mention is that this is basically the same bill.
Okay, so you've actually been looking at it?
Some of the provisions in it, yes. Apparently, from what I've seen, it's literally just Obamacare without an individual mandate, and it does not require insurance companies to take people with, quote-unquote, pre-existing conditions.
Well, okay. I mean, some people are going to say those are some pretty major changes, but I guess I see what you're saying.
The interesting thing is that back in the 90s, it was the Republicans that came up with the individual mandate.
Right.
They came up with that idea.
I believe Switzerland has an individual mandate. I never understood the point of it. Was there actually any, you know, purpose for an individual mandate?
To force people to sign up for health insurance and force business.
If you don't, then you have to pay a fine to the IRS.
I believe one of the original purposes of an individual mandate is apparently there would be less of a gap between sick people and healthy people getting insurance, and that would apparently drive costs down.
Well, the thing is, the costs have gone up because of all the mandates and the mandated coverage and so on and so forth.
Right, and not only was it, you know, mandated that you have to buy health insurance, the insurance companies were told you can't charge people extra because of
pre-existing
conditions. You can't charge people extra because of, you know, various health factors.
So they just charged everyone extra.
You have to charge everybody the same.
Yeah. Well, which means more, because they've got to pay for all those pre-existing conditions.
Right.
And also remember, if you're running a business and all of a sudden the government says, now everyone on this plot of land must buy from your business, or at least from your industry, and there's only two players in the industry.
Right, because you can't buy across state lines.
Right.
So you could not call up a Vermont health insurance company and ask about their policy. Sorry, Mr. Freeman, you have to call agent so-and-so that works in Concord.
And there's only like two companies in New Hampshire that'll sell health insurance for the most part. So you basically have no options. And so if there are no real choices, then both of those companies know, well, now all of a sudden, you know, if we only had, let's say, 25% of the population, I'm just pulling a number, I don't know what percentage had health insurance. Well, now you're going to have probably 75 to 100%, somewhere in that range, because some people just aren't going to follow through.
Right.
But, you know, a whole bunch more people are going to become your customers. You know you can raise rates because you've got guaranteed business. It was like when I lived in Florida before I moved to New Hampshire, they had a mandate that everyone had to buy car insurance.
Right.
And a lot of states have this. New Hampshire is one of the states that does not.
I think New Hampshire is the only state.
The only
that
one?
The only state, yeah.
Wow. Okay, so when I moved here, my car insurance rates went down by like $200 per, I don't know if it was per half a year or per year or whatever, but it was a significant drop for the exact same coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because there's just more competition if the businesses know they can't be guaranteed your business.
Right.
So anyway, that's some of the reasons why healthcare prices have been driven up by the government's mandates.
Well, one of the arguments I hear when it comes to abolishing the state line gap is a lot of, you know, liberal leaning people will tell me, well, that's just an excuse for the insurance companies to move to states where they will be taxed the least so they can avoid paying higher taxes.
Good.
I hear that all the time.
That sounds great.
And I'm always called a heartless person for this by almost everybody. You know, it's pretty common a libertarian gets called heartless.
What would advocating for, you know, choice in insurance companies be heartless? How is that heartless?
Well, it was a different aspect of health insurance. I see no problem with charging somebody that is sick more money for their health insurance because that makes them more of a liability. It costs more money to take care of somebody that is more likely to be sick.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah.
And everybody is like, well, you're just such a heartless person. These insurance companies could afford to swallow this kind of thing. And it almost makes me wonder if health insurance companies, you know, incentivize getting sick.
Yeah. Probably. But then there's also the thing to where people will give, you know, like one example of, well, the health insurance company, they could wind up spending an extra $20,000 on this person. Mm-hmm. Well, how many people are you saying that they need to spend $20,000 on this person? Sooner or later, that starts to build up, and then there's no profits at all. It's the same sort of thing to where a lot of times people will break down what a CEO of McDonald's makes per hour, and they're like, and they can't figure out how to pay people $15 an hour. And so I've done the math before.
Yeah.
Looked up how many employees does McDonald's have,
figure out
number of hours, etc., and then break out what the CEO makes, and you can only get
a 7 cents raise or something like that.
15 was 15. What I saw for one of them.
And so each employee could get 15 cents.
Each employee could get 15 cents per hour, and the CEO would make zero.
Yeah,
and you know that's not going to happen.
It just shows that people don't understand how math works on a large scale,
or economics, or any of that. Just to address the issue of being, you know, mean to people, or you're not caring about folks. The health insurance situation, you know, the idea that these health insurance companies, money doesn't grow on trees, right? So there's only so much money going into that health insurance company, and they can only spend so much out on claims. It's not to say that the people who are running the health insurance company are a bunch of monsters. It's to say that maybe health insurance isn't the right answer for everyone,
mm-hmm.
Okay? Right. Maybe health insurance should only be for people who are relatively healthy and need, you know, some catastrophic care coverage. But because there have been all these mandates put down on the industry and mandates put down on people, they're forcing all kinds of people into a program that might not be right for them. Maybe there's other options out there, like charity. You know,
indeed.
What about the Shriners or, you know, some of these other organizations?
St. Jude.
I mean, there's so many different groups out there. Liberty Lover, thanks for calling in here tonight. There's more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Callan.
And Daryl.
And that's right, Callan is with us here. Callan Diggs, the host and the author of Reaching the Finish Line. You can go to reachingthefinishline.com to get a lot more of Callan on some of the topics that that he thinks is important. You wanted to actually add to the discussion about healthcare and insurance and other options.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, if we could take government out of healthcare and, you know, basically just make it more of a free market, because there's a lot of countries like that, especially people an opportunity, like expats, to go to another country, get their healthcare done there, and pay anywhere between 50 to 65% less. So to give you an example, a lot of people get dental work done, and that's where I got dental cleaning. And typically in the U.S.
Mexico?
Yes. Okay. I got dental cleaning in Mexico, San Miguel de Allende. Typically a dental cleaning in the U.S., I kind of checked around the country, is about $127.
Okay, yeah.
In Mexico, I paid $26.
Wow, nice.
And the doctor, she studied in the U.S., but she just wanted to come back home. So basically, I'm getting a graduate, well trained from the U.S., got a degree there, and she decides to come back. So anybody can get the same quality of care in most cases and pay significantly less.
So you're saying the waiting room wasn't dirty, filthy?
No, not at all.
And did they speak English?
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, there's
I think a lot of people have preconceived notions. The reason I asked that question, I knew it was going to be nice and clean, but the reason I asked that question is because a lot of people have preconceived notions about other countries, especially Mexico, as though they're somehow inferior.
Mexico is one of them third world countries. That means backward. No, third world just means they did not take a side during the Cold War. They were not aligned with the U.S. or Russia. That's what third world means.
Wow.
I had no idea.
Yeah, first world nations are those that were allied with the United States.
Huh.
And second world are those countries that were allied with Russia. Third world means you were not allied with either during the Cold War. But some people think that it means, you know, non-industrialized nation, some place where, you know, there's starvation and famine all the time. That's not what it means.
That's how it's used, typically.
I can definitely tell you, there's a lot of well-developed cities in Mexico. There are a lot of cities like that that even Americans don't know about. I've been to several cities like Querétaro, which is kind of very similar to Philadelphia in some respects, and these other cities like Cuernavaca, they call it the City of Eternal Spring. And by far, I love that city. That city, the weather is perfect all year round. And but these cities are very well developed. You know, they have, you know,
infrastructure,
5-star hotels. Yep. They have Montessori schools. They have, you know, the big box stores. Yep. They have, you know, again, you can get a lot of same surgeries you get done in the U.S. down there as well.
For a fraction of the cost.
Exactly. And they even permit, they even do some of the procedures that are still banned in the, banned here in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, things like stem cell fusion, you know, by state, it's not legal in every state, but in a place like Mexico, it's legal throughout the country.
Mm-hmm. So how would one go to learn more about that stuff? You just kind of have to, are there websites that hook you up?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I would go and type in medical tourism, Mexico, the country you want to go to.
Yep.
And I would advise that, you know, if a person is going on vacation, they can just kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
You know, they can go down there and get dental work done. They can get blood work done.
Take it easy for a week or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. I got my blood work done and paid half of what I would pay here in the U.S. Basically, you can get anything, you know. You can get thyroid panels, you can get adrenal panels, basically whatever you want. You can just, again, you can pay half or even more than that.
And I've heard of people doing medical tourism to Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's where it's the cheapest. It's the cheapest there.
So, you know, if you need, say, like a knee replacement, apparently it is cheaper to fly to, you know, like the Philippines.
Stay in a nice hotel for a week or 2 weeks.
And have the surgery there. And then fly back than it is to go through the American healthcare system.
Oh, I believe it. Yeah. And you'll save money on top of that.
Yeah. Like, no, even if you pay the fine, you'll still save money. It'll still be cheaper, rather.
It's amazing. Yeah, we've heard about some of that stuff, too. And, like, there's even, like you said, dental tourism.
Yeah.
I know Adamo Freeman from Cop Block did the same thing that you did. He went down to Mexico, and he had a tooth pulled or something like that. And it was just cheaper and just as good.
Yeah. And they also take their time with you. It's not like, you know, sometimes, you know, I have to, you know, go to the doctor here in the U.S.
Yeah, people feel rushed.
Yeah, it's like it's just like you're a dot. You know, it's like 3 minutes to the next person.
Yep.
And it's like there is no kind of one-on-one personalized, you know, self-care to show that the doctor really, you know, wants to help the patient and understand how to get healed them best. It's just like one after another.
And the last couple of times I've gone to doctors, there's always been a nurse that comes in, ask me questions.
Right.
Write some stuff down. All right, the doctor will be in a couple minutes. Doctor comes in.
Looks at the sheet.
Looks at the sheet and then ask me the same questions.
Uh-huh.
It's like, did you not read what the nurse wrote? Or are you just trying to see if I'm lying about why I'm here?
Mm-hmm. I think they use that system a lot of times just to give the doctor a shorter time window. So basically, if she has he has all the information they need, they can just say, okay, you need this, okay, goodbye, and the next one.
Why ask me the same questions that the nurse asked?
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a lot of inefficiencies in the medical system, and especially in the United States, where we've talked to people in the past who've worked in, you know, doctor's offices, and they basically said their job was paperwork. That their job was filling out insurance forms and Medicare and Medicaid and, you know, just jumping through paperwork hoops. That the doctor's staff is the majority of their time is spent doing paperwork instead of actually seeing patients and dealing with whatever issues the patients have. It's just the level of bureaucracy imposed by the federal government is incredible, and people think that increasing that is somehow going to help people, that giving the government more control over the medical system is going to help people. When last week, earlier this week or whenever it was, we had a story about the UK and their national health system and how they basically have ordered the death of an 8-month-old child because it would cost too much, according to the bureaucrats, to give the child the help that the child needs to live. It would be $1.5 million or pounds or however much it was, but it was a lot. And some death panel decided that it would only extend the child's life for up to 12 more years, and so therefore we've decided it's just not worth doing. And further, we're also not going to allow you parents to take the child to the United States, even though you've raised the $1.5 million through donations from some very generous people who wanted to help you. Yes, even though you've raised that money, you shan't be able to remove the child from the hospital in which it is staying, and so have a nice day.
And you now owe us taxes on the money that you raised. Did you hear the story about the girl, I forget where it was in the U.S., had raised like $19,000 to cover some surgery because she had cancer and needed something. After getting the surgery, several months later, when, you know, taxes are being filed, knock comes on the door, letter comes in the mail sort of thing. Oh, yeah, that money that you raised on GoFundMe to pay for your medical care, now owe us income tax on. Mm. Oh, you don't have the money because you spent it on your medical care? Okay, you now owe us a penalty, and let's start making payment plans.
Yeah, I'm sure that's paying the tax is the first thing on everyone's mind once they raise money for a medical problem.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Another great way this model I've seen start creeping up in the U.S. is the sliding scale model. And, for example, they have these things like acupuncture, and where typically acupuncture treatment can cost anywhere between, I guess, about $60 to $100 bucks. But they have this sliding scale model, and where it's like between $15 and $45, and anybody could come in and they can choose what they pay. Some could pay $15, some could pay $45. But it gives the opportunity to give affordable health care, and oftentimes, you know, by the price being low, more people want to come. So I think that helps. I think that's a great way.
And that's something they're doing on their own. They're not being forced to do that.
Exactly. The government. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And that's a great way, where people can basically, that's a great alternative that can remove the government from the healthcare system if every business started to incorporate that type of model. You know, just imagine, people can get us affordable and high quality healthcare. Everyone, like, no one will be denied.
There's no reason why that can't happen except for the fact that government stands in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason why we couldn't have other innovations. So that's an innovation. Mm-hmm. And there's other innovations that could exist but are basically, you know, prohibited from existing because the government says you must do it this way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you're taking government money, you have to do what we say. You have to follow these
Correct.
Rules.
Mm-hmm.
And so people suffer and the prices go up as a result of that, and yet people will also at the same time say they'll call this a free market, and it's not. It's not even close. It's a government controlled, government dominated healthcare market. There's more coming up here. 855 450 free. We still got Barrett Brown's story on the way, and your calls and thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live.
Everyone has something in their lives or just about themselves that they want to change, from trying to lose weight to becoming more motivated at work. Change is difficult, but the good news is, no matter what, you don't have to go through it alone. Hypnotherapy can help you remove negative subconscious thoughts that keep you from achieving your goals. Never rely on just willpower again. Contact us at afterhourshypnotherapy.com today for your free consultation. Or contact Melvin Marsh at 678-658-8483.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.